At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to A-Wad Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, coming at you on a Friday, June 13th, a lucky Friday, June 13th, because I'm joined by Michael Phillips here for a little crosstalk. What's going on, MP?
Oh, I like that. Unlucky for the Squirrels. I can't help but note, Adam, you and I were at the game. Squirrels win. They beat the Rumble Ponies. It was a lovely evening at the ballpark. Everybody left happy. We're gone for one night, Adam. All of a sudden, they're losing 11-0. Get out of town with that.
I believe you are closer with one Todd Parney Parnell. Get him on the line and tell him when MP and AWOD are in the stadium or in the diamond, the team has not lost. So we got to make that happen for the second half of the season.
I can't make that claim fully. What I can say is when MP's in the suite, the Squirrels are undefeated. So I believe that is the correlation here. Parney, don't send me tickets. Don't send me GA tickets. Don't put me up on the metal bleachers. I don't slum it with the commoners anymore. I'm a sweet man now. You got to send us a suite if we're going to make this mojo happen.
Anytime we got MP on the line, you know it's time for a little crosstalk on the fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not crosstalk, but it sounds like crosstalk. It's crosstalk on the fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is crosstalk.
All right, so MP, our question of the day today on the Richmond Commander, 833-804-0910, every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio. Who is the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels?
For their success this season or just overall?
You know what? I stole the topic from B. Mitch and Finley, so you might have to get them on the line.
The most important commander for their success this season, I mean, you're probably saying Laremy Tunsil, right? You know, protecting Jaden Daniels' blind side. If he's successful, you keep the quarterback upright. If he's successful, it allows you to do more with the wide receivers. Like, I do think it all comes back to the offense. If we're talking broadly, it may be, you know, I'm trying to pick a corner here because I just think they need a second viable corner option to emerge. And I think it could be Amos, or I think it could be Lattimore. If it's Amos, that's great because he's on a rookie contract. If it's Lattimore, that's great because I'd rather he be good than bad. That's certainly my preference. But right now I'm seeing one viable corner, and I'm also looking around the NFC East, and I'm seeing a lot of teams that have two or more quality wide receivers.
Most important commander not named Jaden Daniels, throwing out Laremy Tunsil and maybe Marshawn Lattimore. That brings me to a bigger picture issue. Maybe the team's not strong enough. I mean, if we're pointing out the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels, and it's a guy that wasn't on the team last year and a guy that didn't perform well last year, maybe this team is too top-heavy, too reliant on Jaden Daniels. I want to take the approach that most important commander not named Jaden Daniels, who's the best player? And I think it's Bobby Wagner. But this year, I'm going to go with Frankie Louvu because I think Louvu leads the defense this year, takes a leap in year two with Bobby Wagner under Dan Quinn's tutelage and Joe Witt on the defensive side of the ball. But, Michael, am I right here that it's kind of tough to name a most important commander outside of Jaden Daniels because they're so reliant on him being great?
No, I think that's a phenomenal take on defense, right? That Wagner was the heart and soul of the defense last year. I agree with you that I think it's Louvu this year. And by the way, I know you've got the Louvu Love Club. I am a card-carrying member. I love that guy. I love what he brings to the table. I hope he duplicates last season's success because he was so much fun to watch, and he's going to do some good things for the defensive line, allow them to have a little bit of fun as well. So that's certainly my take on the defense, as well as you've got to have that great linebacker play to make everything else work, to make everything else run. Top heavy? Yeah, they're top heavy. You know who else is top heavy? The Kansas City Chiefs are top heavy on offense. They got a rotating cast of guys coming through every year, too. That's the beauty of having an elite quarterback. When you have an elite quarterback, you can be top heavy because he covers over a lot of flaws and mistakes along the way.
You know, going back to the question, though, most important commander not named Jaden Daniels. Offensively, I agree with you on Tunsil that he's got to protect Jaden. But, like, if you're taking Jaden out of the picture, who's the most important player on offense? Well, Terry McLaurin's not in the building, but I would say him. I'm excited for Deebo Samuel. It's kind of making me worried about the running back room because neither of us seem any interest in naming Brian Robinson.
No, I was going to go Eckler before Robinson. I think if we're the only thing that's going to keep Eckler from having a better season than Robinson is his health. He had that concussion late last year, and they've added up over the course of his career, and that's certainly something the team will need to keep a close eye on, and he will need to keep a close eye on for his quality of life. But if he's out there, I don't see any way he doesn't out-touch and outperform Brian Robinson. I know there's a lot of like, oh, B-Rob's in a contract year. He's going to be bringing it. I think B-Rob's been bringing it since day one. I like B-Rob. He's my guy. I just think he's what he is. He's a replacement-level NFL running back. I don't think there's superstar potential in there. But you saw last year, we all saw last year, Eckler's got that superstar potential to him, right? He's got some touches where, ooh, all right, you know, that's a highlight reel. There's a little bit more of that going on there, and I think that's why I would name him.
We did have Commanders news this week about inking an extension to an important commander, but, of course, it was not Terry McLaurin. It was Jeremy Reeves. Your thoughts on him getting extended? I love what he brings to special teams, and I also think it's important that Dan Quinn is emphasizing special teams.
Yeah, and I love seeing Dan Quinn not fully flush the Ron Rivera era because there were some good elements of it, and Jeremy Reeves is one of those. He cut 13 times from NFL teams before he finally stuck, made the Pro Bowl a couple years ago. Phenomenal individual journey. Love seeing him get the extension, stick with the team for another year. And, you know, that's a heart and soul guy, right? Dan Quinn preaches culture. Well, you know, he's not from the Dan Quinn culture, but he's absorbed into it really quickly because he has a lot of those shared values. He stands for a lot of the same things. He's a guy people in that locker room like being around. So, you know, special teams, the third most important of the units, but you need guys like that, heart and soul guys, who'll get everybody fired up for doing it. How about Matt Gay as like a kind of, you know, surprise pick for most important commander? I do think field goals are becoming more and more important in the NFL as the touchbacks move to the 35, as kickers get better at kicking from 50-plus yards. They didn't have a kicker who could make it from 50-plus last year, Adam. And now, you know, you think about it, if you start on the 35, you're essentially two first downs away from being in field goal range at any given time. You need a good kicker. You need somebody who can turn every drive into at least 3 points if you're going to play in a league with those rules.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You're so right about kicker Matt Gay. You know, we had David Harrison on yesterday who covered Matt Gay's rookie season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he said, look, this guy has had a leg. That's never been his issue. Accuracy has been the issue, but he can hit a 50-plus yard field goal and even 60. He can make it look easy at times, and Harrison believed that he has cleaned up some of the accuracy issues throughout Gay's career. So, look, it's a guy that they went out and signed with a purpose, kind of like last year with Brandon McManus, because they know how important kicking is. And you're so right. You have to put points on the board when you get over midfield. That's like my number one rule in the National Football League. When you get above midfield, you've got to put points on the board. And when you get inside the 20, it's got to be 7. But if you get stopped between the 20 and the 40, like, that's got to be a long field goal attempt. It can't be one of these pooch punts from Tress Way. It's a waste.
And we know that FedEx Field, Northwest Stadium, whatever we're calling it this year, is not kind historically to kickers. It's one of the less successful field goal places in the NFL, so that increases your need for a good one, right? It's like the Colorado Rockies. You know, you need good pitching because the environment demands it. This is very similar, and a great point by you that they went out. They tried to do this last year. It didn't work out for reasons that were completely out of Adam Peters' control. So he's taking a second swing at it. The fact that he's tried it twice in 2 years tells me he understands the importance of this position.
Michael, what is on your weekend to-do list here in good old RVA?
I'll watch a little U.S. Open. I'll probably check in maybe about midday Saturday, you know, catch the leaders. They're playing at a slow pace out there this morning. I would like to see a shot clock in golf, so I'll put that on the list right there. We gotta speed it. Pitch clock worked in baseball. I'm calling for a shot clock in golf. That's a free hot take for you right there. Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. My dad is back in Kansas, so I will have to shout him out by FaceTime on Sunday. But my father-in-law is out here, and I'm sure we will fire up the barbecue, have ourselves a lovely time.
The shot clock changed basketball as we know it. The pitch clock changed baseball. Michael Phillips inventing the swing clock on Friday the 13th. I'm locked in on the NBA, Michael, and I really think this is going to be such an important game here. It could decide the series. It really could, because if the Thunder get a victory, they've kind of erased the Pacers' momentum, and they've regained home court. If the Pacers win, it's over. It's finished. Finito. There's no other shot, I think, for the Thunder to come back from 3-1 in this series. But here's the other thing is when a series is tied 1-1, the team who wins game three wins the series 80% of the time. So the stats are in the favor of the Pacers, but this is a 68-win Thunder team. If there's any team that could turn it around, it would be OKC. So I'm looking forward to tonight's matchup.
And we got a Saturday game 5 in Edmonton. This series has been bananas. 3 of the 4 have gone to overtime. Watching it last night, Florida ties it less than 30 seconds left. It's been an incredible series in the NHL as well. Best I can remember in a long time.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, where we will be back in August for Football Fest 3, prime time. Football Fest 3, August 16th, 2025, from River City Roll, featuring a full football season preview show. And joining us right now from the JMU Dukes, voice of the Dukes on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to preview their upcoming season, it's Dave Riggert. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Adam. I'm doing well. How are you, my man?
I'm doing great, and I loved this headline I read this morning on ESPN. Sun Belt Conference preview, James Madison looks to close the deal this time. How do you feel about that?
You know, I'm pretty high on this team, and the last, I guess it was last week, I was on the coach's caravan with the Coach Chesney, with AD Matt Rohn, and then with both basketball coaches. And just being able to hear Coach Chesney, and I actually had some conversations away from everybody else, too, with Coach Chesney, so I get a little bit more insight. But he was very positive and very upbeat about this team. It's much different than a year ago. There was just so much unknown, obviously 60 new guys. There's still about 52 new guys on this team, so it's not a overhaul, but it's darn close. So, but there are some key pieces on both sides of football that are back. So this team has a chance to be really special. But the against when I talk to people about it, is they could be a better team this year, but maybe not have a better record. I think they'll compete for a Sun Belt championship, but with their non-conference schedule, it is going to be absolutely a challenge night in, night out, even their league schedule. Southern Miss, and they played ULM, which were two of the worst teams in the West. This year, they played Louisiana, who's expected to be very good, and Texas State, who was the preseason favorite a year ago, who should be very good. So they flip-flop teams from the West. They go to Liberty. They play Louisville. They take on Washington State. So this is a very challenging schedule where they could be a better team. Their record might not say that.
It is Dave Riggert with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. He is the play-by-play voice of the James Madison Dukes, who have won 28 games in the last three seasons. But I want to go back to talk about the history of this JMU football over the last, like, 15 years. I mean, Dave, it has been incredible to kind of watch this team on the rise here. And then, you know, you lose a coach who went off and has all this success in Indiana. But, you know, this program has kind of been like VCU basketball a little bit, how it doesn't matter who's the head man in charge. They're able to, win games. They're able to have success. And so kind of give me your thoughts on how you've seen this program rise throughout your time being the voice of the Dukes, Dave. So Dave Riggert's with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. He's going to connect with us in a second here. We're having some trouble behind the scenes here trying to get him on the hotline. But I have personally watched this JMU kind of program rise into a next level of college football. It's been cool, really cool for me personally to watch. So, Dave, you know, being on the inside, how amazing has it been to see JMU rise through the ranks here and then change coaches but still have success? It's just it's been a program that has been able to kind of withstand losing key pieces.
It's been pretty incredible when you look at really the last 20 to 25 years. In the early 2000s, when things started to get going, they won the national championship in 2004 at the FCS level, Division I AA at that point in time. But then they rolled. Mickey Matthews was doing it for a long time. They rolled through some different coaches. Mike Houston won a national championship in 2016. And again, at that point, there were some fans kind of talking about, you know, should they make the jump from FCS to FBS, having so much success, getting deep into the playoffs every single year, competing for national championships, winning the two. And then in the late 2000s, they had a bunch of run-ins with North Dakota State, and they won the one in 2016, but then lost a couple others in the national championship game. But then you wonder, they do make the jump. The Sun Belt comes calling. It's the perfect time to make the jump. The Sun Belt's going to be a tremendous league with what they're doing, adding ODU and Southern Miss and Marshall and the teams that they added. It's a perfect fit for JMU. But could they sustain the success that they had from the FCS to the FBS? And honestly, no one really knew. And when Kurt Cignetti was the head coach and they made that move, I personally thought they would win four or five games their first year in FBS. The Sun Belt was a better conference. They're playing Louisville in the first year of the FBS, and they did lose to Louisville, but they'll win eight games. They go 8-3. They win the Sun Belt East. They obviously can't play for the championship, but to see what they've done and get the type of athletes they're able to get, it's just incredible. It talks about the culture, the support that is JMU Nation. I think the support of the university and the administration, I think, is second to none, especially at the mid-major level. So it's been incredible to see. And obviously, Coach Chesney coming in, you think maybe they drop off. Well, they still win nine games, go to a bowl game, and get their first ever bowl victory. So the program is in an incredible spot right now, and it's a national brand. There is no doubt about that. But it's been fun to see, because this will be my fifth season of doing games, and I didn't know a ton about JMU before, but now they're a national name because of being in the FBS. People wouldn't know as much as they do now about JMU if it wasn't for the jump from the FCS to the FBS.
Absolutely, Dave. Really well said. Can you dive into the quarterback battle that will be taking place this summer at JMU?
That's a great question, and it's a deep room. That's the one thing I do know. I know, obviously, Alonzo Barnett is back. He had an incredible year last year, the first year that he was a starter. Only threw four interceptions, threw 26 touchdowns, and was incredible with his legs as well. Unfortunately, suffered a major injury on the last play of the Marshall game and missed the bowl game. Duke still won that game, but he's had off-season surgery, but he's been progressing well. He even was out a month ago at a quarterback guru out in the Kansas City area working. He's ahead of schedule. Now, what that schedule is probably just depends on the recovery, but my opinion is that he will be ready to go for fall camp. Maybe not 100%, but I think he'll be able to go do about everything, maybe take some obviously the quarterbacks aren't going to take any contact during fall camp, but be able to go through most drills. I think he's going to be close to healthy. Again, that's about, 8 months, almost about seven and a half months out of surgery. So I think he's going to be in a pretty good spot. But they had to make sure that spot was right in the offseason. Some people think you've got your starting quarterback back, but with an injury, there was some uncertainty. So they wanted to make sure that that room was as good as it could be. So they go get Camden Coleman from Richmond, who won 14 games the last 2 years, was tremendous for the Spiders the last couple of years, as a lot of your listeners know. He is very talented. I think he'll compete for the job. But then Matthew Sluka, a guy that this coaching staff knows very well, a lot of the headlines came off the field last year for Matthew Sluka, but he was incredible at Holy Cross in his 3 years or 4 years there. At UNLV before he sat out the rest of the year, he went 3-0 and beat two Power 4 teams at UNLV and put them on the map. So he, I think, will compete for the job. And he has a different skill set than Alonzo Barnett does. So he's more of a runner. He can throw. It's not like he can't. He was 58% completion percentage at Holy Cross. I know he was only 41 at UNLV, but that was in a three-game sample size against bigger schools. So I think he does throw it much better than people think. If Alonzo's healthy and Matthew Sluka is right there, I think you're going to see two quarterbacks a lot. I've talked to Coach Chesney about this, and he's not afraid to have two quarterbacks because a lot of times the saying is, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. Well, that's if you have two quarterbacks that run the same offense. These two quarterbacks run different offenses. So I think it could cause some serious headaches if they use it right for defenses this year. Again, assuming everybody is healthy and can play coming up in the fall.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting. You mentioned Richmond's Camden Coleman. You know, Matthew Sluka, we all kind of witnessed what unraveled last year at UNLV, and I remember it was Coach Chesney was kind of thrown into the spotlight being asked about his former quarterback deciding to opt out at UNLV. So personally, I kind of think their relationship would lead to Sluka having the upper hand, but it's going to be a great battle. Tell me why. I'm reading an article that says JMU has a top 15 running back room in all of college football.
I think it might be better than that. They've got some dudes, man.
Wow.
This is a loaded running back room. Iowa Dayi began the year last year as a starter, got hurt in game two, and did not play again. So he is back for another season, which we didn't think would happen. Io, he ran for 1,200 yards at North Texas his last year. He looked incredible throughout fall camp last year and was going to be the guy. And then he goes down with injury. And then George Pettaway steps in, the North Carolina transfer, a four-star recruit out of high school out of Suffolk. And all he does was nearly rush for 1,000 yards and have a tremendous year, both running and catching. Wayne Knight is back, as he was kind of their scat back a little bit, but got some carries late in the year. And he had, I think, 4 out of 5 games late in the year where he had over 60 yards rushing. Joby Mallory is a guy that was a transfer from Sacramento State, coming from the FCS level. He's their bruising back, and he had a 100-yard game against Appalachian State in the regular season finale, where he came on late, didn't get many carries before that. And then I thought, honestly, one or two of those guys would transfer out. The way it is right now in this day and age of college athletics, it's a loaded room. So you think, maybe somebody will transfer out. It'll kind of even things out and thin things out. That wasn't the case. They all stayed. And then all they do is add Jordan Fuller, a 2,000-yard rusher from Holy Cross, who played for Coach Chesney and Coach Kennedy for the Crusaders. He is added to the room. So you have about 4 or 5 guys that deserve carries. Now, how will that all work out? I have no idea, but they do like to use Pettaway and Knight as slot receivers at times, use two backs. They use two backs in the bowl game a lot when they had their quarterback situation. So I think Dean Kennedy can get very creative, not only with two quarterbacks, but using 2 and 3 running backs in different formations. So if there's one thing this offense should be able to do this year, they should be able to run the football.
Dave, I'm really looking forward to this season and having you on throughout the entire season, that hopefully JMU can close the deal and represent the Sun Belt this season. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
My man, I appreciate you anytime.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. On Fridays, we roll, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, the home of Football Festival. That will be August 16th, 2025, Football Fest 3 prime time here from River City Roll. We'll get into the NBA, the Fast Break with AWOD, all things NBA Finals at 1:30. We got Frank Maloney from Who's Talking, who will join the program at 2 p.m. But phone lines are open right now, 833-804-0910. Who's the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels? That's the question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
The most important commander not named Jaden Daniels. 833-804-0910. To be honest, it's frustrating. It's kind of really frustrating to hear some of these answers because I really disagree with a lot of them. And it makes me feel like this team's not that talented with Laramie Tunsil as the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels, a guy that was not on the team last year. And he also doesn't play a sexy position. Marshawn Lattimore, my goodness, was he disappointing last year. And Mike Hussain were still, well, he could be, but he's also just entering year two, and he's an undersized corner in my mind. These are the guys that are the most important commanders outside of Jaden Daniels. That makes me feel like if Jaden had any kind of injury, if Jaden takes a step back, this team's like below 500. That's how much Jaden means so much to our win-loss record. To me, it's a little worrisome. And so, yes, he has put on some extra armor to stay healthy, but who is the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels? There's got to be better options than the ones that we have put out there so far. I'll start with who I think could be the most important commander by the end of the season, not named Jaden Daniels, and that is your running back number one, Brian Robinson Jr. But as we talked about with Michael Phillips, neither of us really wanted to put him at the top of the list, but that's who you'd love the answer to be. Your running back who can take pressure off of Jaden Daniels. He can keep you on schedule with short yards gains. If he can get more than 4 yards a carry on first down, that'd be terrific. This is an offense that wants to control time of possession. They want to keep their defense on the field. They want to have long, sustained drives that end with the ball in the end zone. And Brian Robinson Jr. is our thumper. He could be our third and one guy, a guy that can get into the end zone, setting the tone physically. He says, "I'm hell when I'm well," and he certainly does run angry and can wear down defenses. I want to see him add more than just a bruiser, a pass-catching element to his game like we saw a few years ago when Sam Howell was the quarterback. And if he can be a better red zone weapon, that would make the offense much, much better in my mind. My answer, though, I told you guys, is on the defensive side of the ball. It's the most important player. Well, last year that was Bobby Wagner. This year, I think it's going to be Frankie Louvu. The perfect fit in Dan Quinn's scheme. He is so fast. He is violent the way he arrives on site to whoever has the ball. Such a versatile linebacker who can play in space. I love when he blitzes. He can cover, you know, tight ends, running backs as well. He's all over the field. A high energy, high impact playmaker. I think Louvu is the best player defensively on this team, and I think he's going to be the star of the defense at the end of the season. And also, this is a guy that could really elevate the front seven with his ability to rush the passer. We heard Mikey Sainristil still as an option out there. I mean, look, he was a big part of the defense last season, and if he takes a step forward, you're going to be talking about a guy that might have 4 or 5 interceptions, right? Might be able to be one of our top 5 tacklers as well. That was an underrated part of his game. You could say, all right, well, if you are looking at the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels, well, look at the guy who's protecting him, Laremy Tunsil. Maybe you say, well, look at the best linebacker on the team, Bobby Wagner. Who is the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels? 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's go behind the glass. Stub, Biff, who's your answer? Most important, not named Jaden Daniels.
I really am on that linebacker duo for different reasons. I just think that they really, like, both Bobby Wagner's influence on Jaden Daniels as a mentor and kind of leading that entire defense, I really look at those two faces. I know that's not one person, but I think Louvu is a little more young, does a little more action, but I think Bobby Wagner off the field is the most important.
Yeah, I mean, with Bobby Wagner's mentorship, it's hard to really even describe what he's done for Jaden Daniels other than just, like, listen to Jaden talk about their relationship, how it's like a big brother, younger brother, how he's kind of, like, taking him under his wings, how, you know, he talked to Bobby Wagner about, well, what would you do in the offseason to get better? And he's used him as a sounding board to get advice from. And so outside of everything he does on the field, he's been huge off the field. I wonder if we're going to get the same impact on the field this year with another year of age for Bobby Wagner. That's why I went Louvu. How about you, Biff?
Yeah, it's difficult. Obviously, Laremy Tunsil, like you said, it's important, but it's hard to say, like, one offensive lineman is important because I think all offensive linemen is kind of like a group. So I think it has to be Brian Robinson. It's unfortunate to say that because I really do like B-Rob. I think he's got a great story. I think he's, like you said, a bruiser. But he hasn't had that 1,000-yard rushing season. I don't think he can be that running back one. Maybe if he can be paired up with a speedy running back, maybe we can see something. But this year, if he can just control the fumble problem, he had fumbles last year. That was a big problem. If he can control that and just get, you know, 5-6 yards every time he touches the ball, I genuinely think that he would be a big impact because that really calms down Jaden. He doesn't have to stress out about throwing the ball, so I think Brian Robinson has to be the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be a franchise that lives on 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6, because we're able to successfully run the ball on first down. That really does, you know, enhance your team's abilities to go play action on 2nd down. I mean, my favorite thing in football is when you get a 2nd and 1, and that's when you can really take your deep shot, right? And that's if you can, you know, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, that's how they beat us in my mind in the first game where they beat us by 1 point because Rico Dowdle kept setting them up with 2nd and 2, 2nd and 1, and stupid Cooper Rush was play actioning on us. So when you can establish a run on first down, it makes things so much easier. But like when you ask the question, who's the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels, I think you have to take Jaden completely out of the scenario. And so if you're looking at this Washington team, there's no Jaden Daniels. It's Marcus Mariota as QB1. Who's the most important player? Well, I think you have to say, who's the player that can create the most explosive plays, who has the highest upside if you get the ball in his hands? I think it could be Deebo Samuel. I really do. I think that, I mean, look, that's a guy that has been part of a franchise that's made it to the Super Bowl when San Francisco was winning that division. It was Deebo Samuel all over the field. And then they had the whole situation where Deebo said, stop treating me like a running back. I'm a wide receiver. And he wanted it into his deal that if you're going to give him the ball, he has to get more money. I mean, look past that now. Like, Deebo Samuel is the kind of weapon that can lead your team to the postseason. If there's not a focal point like a Jaden Daniels, you have to rely on Deebo. And so who is the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels? I mean, especially looking at mandatory minicamp this week and not including Terry McLaurin, I might have to say Deebo Samuel on the offensive side of the ball. This is a guy that can stretch the field. You know, again, if there's no Jaden and it's Marcus Mariota, just get the ball out of his hands and end Deebo and see if he can make a play. I think that he has the potential, right? He has the potential to be a 1,000-yard receiver, 10 touchdowns, maybe even 300 or 400 yards on the ground. You might as well use all of his attributes. You might as well run him into the dirt, because at the end of this season, he's going to seek a massive contract that you're just not going to be able to afford. Mm-hmm. So you might as well go all in to win a Super Bowl and just run all the tread out of Deebo's tires this year and let him go get paid to go to New York or Dallas or Cleveland or another desperate franchise at the end of this season.
Well,
if you want to chime in? Yeah,
I have a question for you, Adam, actually.
Yeah.
We talk about important. Somebody last year was very important. Zach Ertz. How do you think he could become one of the more important players? Because he became just consistency. And we talk about being important and being consistent.
I almost feel like he found the fountain of youth. Is he going to find it again? He's 34 years old. There was like a chip on his shoulder last season. There was this, you know, this thought that he was done. He might as well retire. And Cliff Kingsbury and him had other ideas. I don't think he gets anywhere near the stats that he had last season. And that's why Michael said, draft a tight end. That's why I said, you need Ben Sennett to step up and be a huge factor next season. Because, I mean, you might get 7 touchdowns from Zach Ertz, because I do think he can be a red zone weapon. I don't think you're getting 700 yards from him again. Right? I also don't think you're getting 17 games from him again and 3 playoff games. Right? So, you know, that is it's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was probably the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels. You could say that if it wasn't Terry and his 13 touchdowns. I don't think he can do that again this season.
Right, right.
Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, talking all things NBA Finals with Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. Frank, at the game tonight in Indiana, they will serve for $16.99 the Indiana Porkster. It is a crispy pork tenderloin, beer-roasted bratwurst, thick-cut bacon, bacon-onion jam on a whole-grain mustard Indiana-branded bun. How insane does that look right there?
Man, that's a heart attack waiting to happen.
I know, right? You can't do it like they do it in the Midwest there.
That would kill two people in the East, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pacers, Thunder, we've talked about this earlier today. Teams that go up 2-1, 80% of the time win the NBA Finals. So the trend is in the Pacers' favor, but this is a Thunder team that won 68 regular season games and has the league MVP. What do you think the Pacers need to do tonight?
So they neutralize SGA. That was a big deal in the last game. He also had six turnovers, which meant the swarm nature of the defense and – you know, they were sending new, fresh bodies on him.
And you know what? They were live ball turnovers where, like, Halliburton jumped it and went the other way for a layup. So live ball turnovers, I feel like, are way, you know, more.
Well, McConnell stole three inbounds passes.
Right. I mean, the end one was crazy when he just jumped up and caught it.
Well, you know what? You got to give that guy some kind of award. I've never seen a guy do that in one game.
Right.
But let's face it, something's got to give tonight. Indianapolis has not lost a game four so far in the playoffs against any opponent.
And the Thunder haven't lost back-to-back, right?
Thunder never loses back-to-back, so something's got to give. I think the key here is, can Tyrese Halliburton handle the pressure of the Thunder sending people at him this time?
Yeah.
And can he avoid taking bad shots and finding open men? Can they get the ball to Pascal Moore? I don't think the other team can guard that guy.
No, and Siakam's got to be stronger down low also. Yep. A few times I felt like he's been looking for a foul where it's like you're in the paint and you're a foot taller than the opponent. Just finish it down low. But the field goal shooting has been, I think, a big factor of this game, this series. The Thunder have not been able to really consistently shoot over 50% from the field.
And that's because Rick Carlisle has a lot of players that are long, lean, and close out on the arc.
Yeah.
So guys think they're open for a second, and then they're not. And then they're in a panic because they've already started the shooting motion, and that'll cause you to miss.
The one thing that I'm worried about with the Pacers is they've been so inconsistent in these finals. They won game one because they won the fourth quarter. They won game three because they won the second quarter and the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They need to win a full game, especially at home.
I don't know that that's possible against a team as good as the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I think you make a valid point. I just think for these guys, the trick is to keep it close all the way and then
hit some threes,
and then let Halliburton do his thing in the fourth.
Yeah,
he's perfectly capable of hitting two huge shots. And this guy, I can never pronounce his name, Mathurin.
Oh, Benedict Mathurin. Yeah, from Arizona.
Listen, that guy is a player. They're not. Nobody's giving him enough TLC on the air or in print or anywhere else.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I was losing my mind. First off, I don't like the ESPN coverage of the NBA Finals. I usually love Scott Van Pelt. I couldn't understand why he had Benedict Mathurin next to him, and he was asking him about everybody else but him.
Right.
That's the dude that won the game for them.
Isn't that weird?
It was weird.
I think sometimes he's really on, and then sometimes when SVP is off, you're like, I didn't take the meds tonight.
I'll tell you, it's one of the hardest jobs in sports to go live after a game. And he even said in game one, he had 3 pages of notes on the Thunder. Yep. Then all of a sudden he's sitting next to Halliburton.
Yes.
Because the Pacers won.
Yes.
So it's a hard job. But I didn't like the interview with Mathurin. I think you got to give him
yes.
more credit. So I said earlier, game four will be decided by who wins down low between Turner and Chet Holmgren.
Okay. Well, I think that opens it up for Siakam and the others, Turner and everybody else, because if the other players collectively do their thing, and that has been the Pacers' DNA all year, it's not the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th player. It's the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th guy that hurts the other team.
Yeah, SGA, like you said, they limited him to 24 points, which
was
12 below his average.
That's a big deal.
I mean, I talked about it. If he gets his average, the Thunder win. They
yes.
lost by 9. He was
yep.
12 below his average.
Yes.
But you pointed out the 6 turnovers was huge. I think that's going to be a difference here in Game 4. If SGA is much better with the Rock, I think the Thunder can really steal this game here.
And for that matter, the Pacers cannot be careless tonight. This is a game where they need to value their possessions, move the ball smartly, take what the defense gives them early, get settled into the game, play tough defense on everyone, including SGA. I think this game is there. The home crowd is a huge advantage.
Yeah, that's why I'm picking the Pacers. But the Thunder, throughout this season, when they've had their backs against the wall, that's when they've played their best. They had to come from behind to beat the Denver Nuggets, you know, an NBA champion with Nikola Jokic. And
yep.
so they felt the adversity before. Their backs are against the wall tonight.
And the,
they can't win this series after a Game 4 loss.
And the problem is, for the Thunder, is they're going up against a coach that has done it at several levels.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, he's done it as a coach. He's going to do it again, I think, in this series, this time with this team. And let's face it, I think the Pacers are deeper. Everybody talked about the Thunder being deep.
Yeah.
But when I'm watching the second string on the floor for the Pacers, they're not giving anything. They're taking.
Yeah, and the other thing is, oh, my goodness, I had all these NBA insiders telling me about the Dort chamber, the
yeah.
Dortch chamber, that Lu Dort is the best defensive player. He's been pretty good offensively, but the Pacers have been scoring the ball. Like, we heard about how much this Thunder defense swarms
yep.
opponents. To me, they've been just fouling a lot.
Yes, and they're not going to get – they should not get any favorable calls in the game tonight. What is it? Tip off at 8:30
ABC.
So
Friday night.
So this is a big. This is like the Friday night fights, right?
Yeah.
Every rebound will be a war. Every loose ball will be a war. This sets up to be a fantastic NBA playoff game.
Yeah, I think it's like a race to 115. That's what I'm looking at tonight. When the Thunder won, they scored 123. The Pacers won with 111 and with 116. Feels like a race to 115, and I'm going with the home team. Are you with me?
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. This just sets up to be exactly what, you know, the network wants and what the NBA wants. They want people arguing both sides, right? And Vegas picked the Thunder to win. They still have the Thunder favored tonight. I'm not a gambler, but you know what? If you had a few bills and you could spare it, this might be a good game to bet on the Pacers.
That's Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.